Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Time for Health Suites. I'm Timothy Goh in for Clarissa Montero today. And, well, people often say that good health comes from maintaining a proper diet and regular exercise. And this includes, of course, working out in the gym. But what does one's health start to suffer because of excessive gymming? Or in my case, not gymming at all. Well, today we have Dr. Grace Huang, resident doctor at DTAP Clinic Group, about the dangers of hitting the gym too often, too much, and the steps that can be taken to ensure proper balance is observed in your workout schedule. Good afternoon, doctor.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, doctor. Let's talk about this. I know a lot of people who build their schedule for the day around their gymming schedule. How often, really, should a person go and work out in the gym?
So I suppose we could look at the World Health Organization's basic exercise guidelines for adults under the age of 65. So based on these guidelines, they recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise. So that means your heart rate is up, mm-hmm. your breathing is up, but you're still able to say a couple of words.
This is 150 minutes a day?
In a week.
A week. Okay.
Either that or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise. So that's to a point where you can only say maybe a word or two, and that's in a week again.
Okay.
So that's for aerobic exercise.
Okay.
And on top of that, they also do recommend maybe about at least two times a week of resistance or weight training to mm-hmm. strengthen your muscles.
Okay, so 150 minutes. So that will be about, what, 3 hours a week plus the other? So in a day, though, I mean, is it advisable for somebody to go to the gym every day and do the same thing, like, I don't know, weight training every day? Is that advisable or is that too much?
So I think it would really depend on the individual's body.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, you know, no two humans are the same.
Right.
So it would depend on what sort of weight training they're doing on a daily basis. And, of course, paying attention to certain physical or psychological markers that might point to overtraining.
Okay. What exactly then? How does one know if they are overtraining?
So I suppose the most obvious would be the physical signs.
Mm-hmm.
So things like persistent muscle stiffness, soreness, poor recovery, decreased performance, maybe even an increased propensity towards injury. But one thing which is a bit more subtle, perhaps, is this new phenomena, or a phenomena which is becoming more well known,
mm-hmm.
Something called exercise addiction.
I can see a lot of that on social media with people saying they're injured, but they're still pushing. That's not a good thing.
Possibly not, yeah.
So, okay, what then constitutes exercise addiction and how does one know if they are addicted to it?
So I think it's something which is perhaps not that well known because
mm-hmm.
people always think, how can there be too much of a good thing, right? Exercise is good.
Well,
yeah, but
to a certain extent, but
yeah, so there are certain relatively well-validated tools
mm-hmm.
To gauge whether or not one has exercise addiction.
Okay.
So one of these would be what is called the exercise addiction inventory. So it's six simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is exercise is the most important thing in your life.
Okay.
Number two is over the course of the last 1 year, you have noticed that you're increasing the amount of exercise you do in a day.
Ooh, okay.
Number three is your friends and family have told you that they are concerned that you are over-exercising.
Hmm.
Number four, you use exercise to change or improve your mood. The fifth one is you've tried to cut down, but obviously you failed.
Okay.
And number six is if you don't get to exercise, you feel upset or restless.
Okay, now a couple of things I'll pick up on your points. Exercise to change your mood. Now, a lot of experts will tell you that your body produces these chemicals
yes.
to make you feel happy when you're exercising.
Definitely, yes. Endorphins.
Endorphins. Okay, so a lot of people do this to change their mood. I'm feeling restless or I'm lazy or lethargic. I'll go to the gym and improve the way I feel. It doesn't work that way?
I mean, it does. But I think when it comes to exercise addiction, it's a combination of all those things.
I see.
So if it's just one thing, improving your mood, then I'm sure that's a good thing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if you're using exercise as like, you know, an alcoholic drink, you think it's going to improve the way you feel, then that's addiction.
It could potentially be a sign that
mm-hmm.
one is becoming maybe slightly addicted to exercise, yes.
Okay. So what can people do then to take a step back and reevaluate the way or their exercising routine?
Well, I suppose one is for people to evaluate their goals, like why exactly they are exercising. Is it for health? Is it for fitness? Is it because they are aiming to achieve a certain sort of fitness goal?
Okay.
So that's the first thing. And then seeing if their fitness regimen fits into this. And then, of course, the second thing would be maybe if someone is concerned that they are over-exercising, then they could try and set boundaries in terms of time. So tell yourself, okay, maybe today I've got an hour and a half at the gym, and then don't exceed, obviously.
Do you advise people to go to the gym every day, or is that excessive? Like, have some time for yourself or things like that, like sleep properly or get 8 hours sleep instead of 2 hours in the gym.
I suppose it really depends. For some individuals, if they are pushing it very hard at the gym every day, then yes, perhaps that could be too much. And some form of rest would definitely be beneficial for them. But if for some people, they may go to the gym and then they have certain days where they plan active recovery, they do a slow walk, that sort of thing, then that's perfectly fine.
How about running every day? Some people do a leisurely, I guess, jog around the neighborhood every day. Is that okay? It's not excessive?
I think that is fine.
Okay.
And certain
as long as you can still talk, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I suppose, yes. Well, one way for people to know if they're overdoing it might be for them to, let's say, monitor their heart rate during a certain distance or pace.
Okay.
So if you feel like, let's say when you do 5 kilometers and then you find that your heart rate is exceptionally high for a certain speed and this is not your usual baseline, then you know you've probably been pushing it a bit harder than usual lately.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think society has something to do with this exercise addiction? Because with social media and you see your peers in the gym and therefore you feel like you have to be there, or again, some people are already injured somewhere and they're still pushing themselves because it looks good to be motivated to go to the gym.
I think in this day and age with Instagram and all that, I would say, yeah, there's definitely, you know, social media does play a role in pushing people to work harder than some should. Yeah.
Will your sleep quality be affected if you are overdoing your exercising?
So it is possible that sleep quality may be compromised. There are certain theories which talk about neurological disturbances. So if someone overtrains, they may experience things like insomnia, irritability, fatigue, this sort
of thing. So on a normal occasion, if you exercise just the right amount, you will have better sleep, right?
You should
overall feel better,
yes,
because that's what exercise is for. But if you're starting to notice that you're not sleeping good enough, then something's wrong.
Potentially. And of course, if your aches and pains are keeping you up, that can't be a good thing either.
Okay, what other signs should people be looking out for while they evaluate the amount of time they spend working out?
Aside from physical injury, another thing would be mood disturbances. So for individuals who may have overtrained for a chronic period of time, they may find that their mood is low instead of, like what we discussed earlier, you know, better due to endorphins.
For women, it says here in my notes that it may impact menstrual cycle as well if they are overworking in the gym.
Ah, yes. So there is this phenomenon known as hypothalamic amenorrhea, which is essentially when a woman stops getting her periods altogether because of the stress that her body is under. So it's kind of like your hormonal axis almost, you know, switches off. It refuses to perform the way it should.
So all this points to me, addiction and all that, is a psychological thing then for people who are overworking out because they don't.
Maybe there's a strong psychological component, perhaps.
And societal, not pressure, but showing off.
I'm not too sure if I would say showing off. Maybe it's more of people don't realize that
too much exercise is not a
may
good
not
thing.
Be a good thing.
So that's really good to hear for somebody like me who under-exercise.
Everything in balance, I suppose.
In balance. That's the right thing to put it. Everything in balance. You can work out as far as you feel good and you sleep well and you're not injuring yourself in the process. But do keep in mind the 6 points that you pointed out that points to an addiction, possible addiction. And what can they do then if they are noticing that they have all those 6 points that you pointed out, Doctor?
Well, I think for a lot of people who are listening, they may not even have realized it until now.
I didn't realize this until we're talking about it, that people do overwork.
So the first step, I suppose, is changing one's mindset. So you might be able to do it by yourself, but if you feel like you're really stuck in a cycle, then it may be worthwhile potentially to see somebody like a psychologist or someone who could help you with changing your thought patterns.
Wow, you need to see a psychologist. You can't just do it yourself, or
at least in the more extreme.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you can just, again, go through quickly, again, the six things that they should be looking out for, doctor.
So exercise is the most important thing in their life. Mm-hmm. Your friends and family have often told you that you exercise too much and have expressed concern. You've tried to cut back on exercise but clearly failed. Over the course of the last 1 year, you've noticed that the amount of time you spend on a daily basis exercising has increased. Mm-hmm. You use exercise to change or improve your mood, and if you don't get to exercise, you feel restless or upset.
There you go. Those are the signs that you're overdoing it. And do what I do on a Sunday. Don't do anything. Don't move. Just stay in bed. Thank you very much, Dr. Dr. Grace Huang, resident doctor, DTaP Clinical Group, talking about the dangers of over-exercising. And yes, you can overdo it, and it's not good for you. Thanks for listening to Health Suites here on the Workday Afternoon on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.